KSL's top story this hour. The Salt Lake City Police Department is looking for 27 new officers.
It's mostly because of Operation Rio Grande. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the Salt Lake City Council is expected to hear more about this request today. More officers and department resources have been going to Operation Rio Grande, but a spokeswoman for the police chief told the Tribune that the department is also coping with the higher attrition that municipal police forces face nationwide. Adding 27 more officers would be a 6% staffing increase, and the higher would also include some support and social worker positions. But even if they are all hired in January, it could be next September before they're all trained and ready to go. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Officers, in part because of an ongoing crime sweep downtown.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more on the request before the city council. Mary?
Amanda, more officers and resources have been diverted downtown since August for Operation Rio Grande. But the Salt Lake Police Department also has a higher attrition, just like many police forces around the country. The chief spokeswoman tells the Tribune they've lost officers faster than they can get them. They'd like to get 27 more positions, though other options could be to see if they can encourage officers to keep working past their date that they are eligible for retirement. This proposal goes before the Salt Lake City Council today. It's a 6% staffing increase proposal. The price tag would be $5.2 million this fiscal year. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.